Aleluia. Glory to God in the highest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you praise, our God. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created, all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created, all things, and for thy pleasure they are were created, who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, Lord, and God is glory. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah, Lord, we exalt you. Mighty God, we glorify your name. I adore you, Lord. I glorify your name. You are worthy, Lord. You are holy, Lord. You alone are mighty, mighty God. You are the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Lord, I praise you. Adonai, I worship you. Son of God, you are so good, Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Yes, your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, we worship you, Son of God, Son of God, you are so good. Your dominion is forevermore. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar that holds our life. Yes. You are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds our life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Beloved, can you tell Jesus who he is to you this morning? Let him know who he is to you. He's my God. He's the embodiment of all wisdom. He's the one who speaks and it comes to pass. He is the embodiment of power. He is the one who is the builder of my life, the author and the finisher of my faith. Lord, I praise you. Eloqua, Ethroste, Lebrinoste, Ilabrononongrustoza, Izozoprendogostoza, Lecrustoze Librunonogosia. Mequata, lebre de gozu zupronde ge custosia, dengequa, azozo, le cratusto don de libros arte, And Agashate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, in the midnight hour, we started the series called The Fruitfulness of Wisdom. The proceed of wisdom. The increase of wisdom. The power of wisdom. And I did say that in the beginning of the year, we saw a number of words that God gave to us as a church, national prophetic outlook. We saw the key of wisdom. We saw the importance of wisdom. They saw wisdom as the attraction for favor. The voice of wisdom is heard at the gates. Wisdom brings relevance. Wisdom is profitable to direct wisdom. The proceeds of wisdom yields better than the proceeds of gold and of silver. We saw that with wisdom cometh long life, and wisdom has riches and honor. The way of wisdom is the way of pleasantness, and the path of wisdom is the path of peace. We saw wisdom as creative. We saw wisdom working with divine insight and foresight. We saw in the midnight hour that anyone that desire wisdom can have it. We saw that with wisdom cometh innovative ideas, creative ideas. And we saw the people that God called with Moses, the Bezaliah, and the Aholah, the man that has wise hearts, that God, by divine arrangement, he put into their hearts the spirit of wisdom. So we saw that wisdom is a manifestation of the spirit of God that is in us. We saw 1 Corinthians 1:24 that Jesus Christ has become for us the wisdom of God and the power of God. It is impossible for kings to rule and to reign without it. You might say that, but I'm not a king. I don't occupy a leadership position yet. What you have to know that if you are born again and you're a child of the living God, you have been given the authority to rule and to reign. So it is important that we locate the place of wisdom. We saw that wisdom promotes. Wisdom will cause men to advance. That is why, beloved, wisdom is a proceeds of God's word. The wisdom of God, we find out that God created the heavens and the earth by the wisdom of God. And we saw that John chapter 1, the word of the Lord helped us to see that this wisdom is represented as the word was spoken. It was expressed through the word that it declares that creation. It saw problems. But the wisdom spoke by the word of God and problems were solved. Beloved, everything that God spoke is so. Proverbs chapter 3:19, the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding as he established the heavens. Everything that we see today in the heavens and the earth are a proceeds of the God, of the word of the God that speaketh by wisdom. And the word of the Lord said, by his knowledge, the divine supreme knowledge of God, the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. Here is the word, my son, let not them that is my son, let not them depart from thine eyes, keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall there be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy path safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Wisdom is profitable for direction. Wisdom will help us to stay away from falling into the net that was drawn for us. When you lie down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep will be sweet. A man and a woman of understanding and of great wisdom will be free from panic attack, will be free from surprises. Beloved, because of the power of divine wisdom that cometh from the Lord and is available unto him. Beloved, therefore, the word of the Lord came to us in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Proverbs chapter number 4, verse 7. Proverbs 4, 7. I'm going to read verse 7 first. And then I will go back and read from the beginning. It is written, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her that is wisdom, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace wisdom. Wisdom will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Wisdom is the principal thing. With all your getting, get understanding. Exalt wisdom, and she will promote you. Exalt wisdom. She will promote you. Exalt wisdom. She will promote you. Exalt wisdom. She will promote you. So wisdom will elevate. Wisdom will promote. Wisdom will bring into honor. Wisdom will put a crown of glory upon our head. Beloved, hear my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. For such that with wisdom comes long life. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right path. Wisdom have within divine leading. It gives divine direction. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. Wisdom removes the blockages in the pathway of life. And when you run, you will not stumble. There is no falling with wisdom. You don't stumble when there is operation of wisdom. So the word said, take from hold of instruction and do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Keep her, for she is your life. Proverbs chapter 4, help us to see that wisdom is expressed through divine instructions, which is the word of the living God. Therefore, there is man-made wisdom and there is godly wisdom. The wisdom I'm talking about this morning that we need as a church to operate in is the wisdom that comes from heaven above. The wisdom that comes from heaven above, the wisdom of God. It comes from God. It's sought in God. James talks about this wisdom. Before I go back to read Proverbs chapter 1. This is the true wisdom that cometh from the Lord. The wisdom from above. This wisdom is pure. This wisdom is peaceable. This wisdom is gentle. This wisdom is reasonable. This wisdom is full of mercy. This wisdom has good fruits. This wisdom does not waver. This wisdom does not have hypocrisy. The seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Always searching to see the way of peace. It is not a sensual wisdom. It is not the wisdom of this world. The wisdom that creates the wisdom that brings into much fruitfulness, that brings into greatness. How manifold as I was, oh God, in wisdom you have created them all. The earth is full of the riches of wisdom. The earth is full of the riches of wisdom. And therefore, the word of the Lord admonishes us back again in the book of Proverbs. The author of Proverbs said, hear my sons, chapter 4, the instruction of a father, and pay attention in order to gain and to know intelligent discernment. Proverbs 4, verse 1. Gain, pay attention in order to gain and pay attention in order to gain and to know intelligent discernment, that is understanding. To gain and pay attention in order to gain and to know intelligence, discernment, that is understanding, that is discernment, that is comprehension. Having interpretation of spiritual matters. If there is anything that maketh fruitful and maketh great, it is that grace. It begins to say, for I give you good doctrine. What is to be received, do not forsake my teaching. The teaching of wisdom. Forsake not. It said, for when I was a son with my father David, tender and the only son in the sight of my mother Bathsheba, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. That is, retain the words of instruction. Let my heart hold fast my words. Keep the words of wisdom. Retain her. Hold fast to wisdom. Hold fast to my words. my commandments and live. It taught me and said, let your heart hold fast my wisdom, that is my words. Keep my commandments and live. Then he begins to talk about acquiring wisdom. He said, get wisdom. That is, get skillful and godly wisdom. Because you and I will just see what godly wisdom is. Get understanding. And that is when we get understanding, we are getting the ability to discern. Beloved, when we get understanding, we are getting the ability to be able to comprehend with God's word, such that no enigma will be difficult for us to resolve. Understanding will enable us to be able to solve every riddle. And we will not be backward in being able to interpret situations, analyze them correctly by the word of the Lord, beloved, and be able to make something meaningful out of what does not look sensible. I said, do not forget and do not talk back from the words of my mouth. So we saw that wisdom find expression through the spoken word of God. Every time we get the word of God, we are embracing wisdom. Therefore, I say, forsake not wisdom. Wisdom will keep you. Wisdom will keep you and I from trouble. Wisdom will defend us. Wisdom will protect us. Love wisdom. She will guard us. It will produce and provide the guardians that we need whenever we need to be guarded. And do we need guidance? Yes, we do. Wisdom works with understanding and works with knowledge. Because it is what you know that you apply, the knowledge that God gives through his word, when it is applied, it delivers to us the proceeds of wisdom. And it says, free wisdom is a keeper, is a defender, is a protector. Wisdom will promote, will honor wisdom as a creative force in it. But there is a need to be diligent in pursuing after wisdom, because nothing just happens. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God's fear, God's reverence, it releases the manifestation of wisdom in those who honor God. The fear of the Lord, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Other translation will say, the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning and the principal and choice part of knowledge. Its starting point and its essence, but fools despise skillful and godly wisdom, instruction, and discipline. We can see that what the fool lacks is the characteristics of wisdom. The fool despises wisdom. They despise instruction. Beloved, they despise discipline. And how would they have ended when they despise what maketh great and what is profitable? If they can't undo rebuke, they can't undo correction. If they reject the instruction, they are rejecting wisdom, because God's word giveth wisdom and maketh wise. Beloved, I want to read a few scriptures to us before we begin to pray. So it takes foolishness to despise wisdom. The word of the Lord said to us in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10, remember, the duller the ax, the harder the work. When the ax is dull, the man does not whet the edge. The duller the ax, the more effort is required. To accomplish a task, the duller the ax, the harder the work. Therefore, the more brains and less muscle, the duller the ax, the harder the work. Use your head. The more brains, the less muscles. What does it mean? It said, but wisdom is profitable to direct. When the ax is dull, more energy is required to achieve a simple task, or to see fruitfulness in the work that is being done. Therefore, the writer of Ecclesiastes begins to speak on, surely the serpent will bite without enchantment. And a babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious. In the mouth of the wise, are gracious words that builds. Wisdom teaches us how to speak the right word in every season. So our word will be like a pen, our mouth becomes like a pen of a writing writer, inscribing the word of truth into the templates of the heart of man. It's not in the beautiful face with mascara. Sometimes a beautiful face can open the mouth and everybody feel like running, because nobody knows anybody until you open your mouth. In the mouth of the wise are gracious words. But the lips of a fool is his own destruction. It swallows him up. A fool's mouth, it is like a burial ground for the fool. A fool's mouth can lead to destruction, self-destruction. Beloved, therefore you and I, we need wisdom. Jesus operates in it. With wisdom, a house is built. Wisdom is a builder of life. Wisdom is a builder of businesses. Wisdom is required to build church. When Jesus was speaking unto Peter, he said, flesh and blood. When he said, thou art Christ, Son of the living God, he said, flesh and blood has not revealed these unto you. It has been revealed to you by my Father who is in heaven. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why? What has that got to do? He was not talking about building. He said, thou art Christ. And Jesus said, that word that you spoke forth has not been revealed to you by flesh, by your carnal thinking, by your imagination or your thoughts, but it has been revealed to you by my Father who is in heaven. And the word of the Lord said, I will build my church. If the church is individual believer, and it can only be built by Christ. We want to know how Christ did it. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So, if he said, I will build. He said, by wisdom a house is built. Proverbs 24, verse 3. By wisdom a house is built. And by understanding, it is established. And by knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Wisdom is a builder. commit ourselves to that we want to see established. We need the wisdom of God, the understanding of God, beloved, God's divine understanding, that is the ability to comprehend, the ability, beloved, to solve the riddle, the ability to discern, to walk with discernment, to walk with divine knowing, to walk with illumination. Wisdom is a builder. That is why it is written, knowledge of us to discover the giftings and the graces, the precious and the pleasant riches embedded in every compartment of our lives, even in marriage. Proverbs chapter 14, it takes wisdom to build. A wise woman builds her house. But with the hands of the foolish, it tears her own house down. A wise woman will build her own house. But a fool will tear us down. So you and I, we have seen the position of wisdom. Beloved, and Paul will say, when there were contentions, about Paul and Apollos, God's fellow workers, he said, now he who plants, he said, Paul plants and Apollo waters. It is God that gave it increase. Both the planter and the one that waters, they needed to operate in wisdom. And God is the giver of those wisdom that causes evidences to be produced. First Corinthians chapter 3. Because God is building something, is building a generation of believers in Prevalence Church Network that will push back the powers of darkness and see the kingdom of God established on earth. It's building a generation of people that will go to every platform of oppression and shine for Christ and see wisdom producing fruits that is enviable. Irresistible fruit of righteousness, irresistible fruit that make it great, irresistible fruit that promotes, that establishes. It said in verse 5, what then is Apollos and what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one. I planted, and Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then neither one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each one will receive his own reward according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. God's field. According to the grace of God. which was given to me like a wise master builder. So building lives, building church, building home, building ministry, building career, building our finances, whatever is to be built in us, we need wisdom to build like a master builder, a wise master builder. It said everyone has the grace of building. And this grace of building, it said with his own grace, he laid a foundation and another built on it. But each man must be careful how he builds. I build as a wise master builder. It is expected that everyone builds with wisdom. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, with silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burnt up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Beloved, so it is possible that as God's building, if we are not built based on the wisdom of God, on the word of God, we don't have the capacity to withstand the storm of life. Paul begins to say, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks that he is wise in this age, in the wisdom of the world, he must become foolish so that he may become wise. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness before God. For it is written, he is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasons of the wise, that they are useless. So then let no one boast in men, for all things belong to you, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or even of the world or life or death or things present or things to come. All things belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. Beloved, all things belong to us. Why did he say we belong to Christ and Christ in God? Christ is the epitome of wisdom that the church needs in order for us to be built, to be able to be built right. Therefore, what we are doing this morning is we are praying for the Prevailers Church Network, and we are praying for ourselves as we see that with wisdom come the ability to build. Yes, we are a church, a gathering of the saints. But each individual has to be built according to the order of God, according to the divine purpose of God, according to the divine agenda of God. In the process of building, there will be discovering of purposes, development of that God-given purposes, and the deployment of the purpose. So somebody might discover their purpose, which is just to take a granddaughter, go and get granuts and turn and begin to make granut oil. We have seen roasted granut. Somebody might discover the secrets of smoked granuts with fish. And that can become what the world begins to chase after tomorrow. And beloved, at that person, all the products in her hand or in his hand that settle and establish him. But beloved, the ultimate wisdom is in seeking the God of wisdom. Beloved, a whole lot of things that is ungodly, they don't last. Beloved, they look like right, but they are not right. Beloved, but wisdom is searchable. Everybody needs it. From afar off, many sees her who is so beautiful and elegant, but they have never thought that looks can be deceptive. She speaks with confidence. She's ever so thorough. She never goes out unprepared. She ensures that all her vowels are well placed, and she dots all her I's. Beloved, it's so tempting. Who will not want her? She is the choice of most men. Young and old, great and small, the priests look for her, and the nobles of the land line up in procession to seek her out. One asks another about her, calling a question. What do you think? She is the desire of the smart, intelligent, and ambitious, but not purpose-oriented or kingdom-minded. Man. Those who just look at the outward, who does not look at the depths of wisdom, they take only here. It is like going and load a bucket with emptiness, with air that will soon expire. Many enterprise search without end, only to find out who fits their criteria. One who is a good tool for company image. The corporate marketing preparation is incomplete until she displays a parade. No decision is made. The boardroom without her approval. She is seen as the possessor of knowledge, even though she lacks revelation, knowledge. She has a know-how of all trades, but never possessed the art of wisdom. Beloved, when the enterprise hired her or brought her home by the nobles, the princes, and the young men who were vulnerable by her look, her speech, her stepping, and her soft touch, those who were in a hurry to bring her home without looking deep into her heart were men who get carried away by the appearance rather than the heart. It is only a matter of time that they find out how prideful, unteachable, unreceptive of instruction, untamable, unreachable, and unguidable she is, having information, but there is no depth of knowledge. She's like a bird that metamorphosized to what men want and not what men need. For the need of man can only be met and supplied by the God who is the owner and the source of all wisdom. So when you take a woman home that has no depth and no understanding and no revelation of wisdom, that cannot take instruction, because this is what we have to cry out to God for, that in this commission God is going to raise teachable men and women, men that are submissive to God, loyal, have integrity, receptive to divine instruction, those who can be tamed, who have self-discipline, those who can be reached by the word of God, those who can be guided. It's a wisdom. It's profitable for direction. Wisdom is profitable, beloved, to guide us into elevation, into relevance. Wisdom of God that we need in order to build a church and to become the church of God that walks upon the streets of our land. The wisdom of God that will turn a Peter, an unlearned man by the standard of man, to become one that affects his nation for the Lord. Beloved, but just appearance only. In the same way that the Samuel will look at the brothers of David, and he was almost making a mistake. Beloved, and God said, man looks at the outward appearance, but wisdom looks at the heart of man. So, there is an inner beauty that is owned by a man or a woman of wisdom that makes them to be adorable, that makes them to attract favor, that makes them to be able to resolve issues, that makes them to be able to unravel mysteries, that makes them to walk in the depth of manifold wisdom that must be visible, that must be made manifest in this commission through me and through you. But those who operate outside of godly wisdom, they seek after what is here and now, but rather than the things that can last a lifetime. Beloved, she's always taking but never giving back. Like because like, I pray are men who are lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. Dishonest men, self-seekers, who are merchant service, whose merchant service take advantage of the poor. They are users and abusers of people, products. Beloved, they abuse people, abuse products, abuse opportunities. They are charismatic men, but they lack godly character. They promote injustices. They support indiscipline. Ambitious men who are always looking for the approval of another man rather than the approval of God. Such men will not be traced to Prevailers Church Network in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, those men embrace ungodly wisdom. Yes, is embraced by all that wants, including nation kings, men in the pew and on the pulpit, those who prioritize things and what needs fixing rather than the fixer of all needs, who is God. They assume that a knowledge and a connection in the marketplace, in the palace, and in the nation will bring them to their ambitious end rather than to divine purpose or achieving divine goal. Why? For they have never considered the possessor of all knowledge, who is God. Neither have they sought after him. So they accept all and all our services, but it has only given them the stuff that is available in the now, but add no sustaining grace for the future or ability to live a life that is pleasing to God. They become fools in the hand of a fool. Embracing all, she gives in trading away nations. Tomorrow, today, gaining today what becomes a loss of the tomorrow. They traded with the eyes and they suffer a loss of the future. They might have gained material things. They might have many more cars, houses, wives, fame, money, prestige, connections, businesses, political appointments that the world values, but only to find out that all this while they have embarked on the wrong journey, taking the wrong turns, where the eyes of men will fail them for fear, men whose final destination is death and destruction, for they have never secured their eternity with God. This is what wisdom says. Wisdom is better. It is better to embrace wisdom than to embrace gold. The proceeds of it is better than the proceeds of gold and of silver. It is better to get understanding rather than to choose silver. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Jesus' advice to you and I is to take care and be on our guard against covetousness. For the life of a man is not in the abundance of the stuff that he possesses. The more I think about wisdom, the more I realize it is impossible to build life, business, destiny, career. It is impossible to be promoted without her. It is impossible to advance in life without wisdom. It is impossible to achieve, beloved, success. It is impossible to be fruitful without wisdom. We are not talking about the fruitfulness that has a short term. The way of wisdom might look a little bit longer than the way that the way of divine wisdom. It might look as if it takes time. It was taking time. Joseph was moved from Potiphar's house to the prison, but wisdom of God will still bring a Joseph to the palace. But those who feasted, who made gain, his brothers who made gain, at the expense of the one that has wisdom, it was only a matter of time that they begin to suffer famine, that they have to be in want, and they have to be in search of food. But they have been fully engaged. They have filled their belly. They have filled their pocket at the expense of a man of wisdom. They thought that they have cheated. They thought that they have abused and misused. They thought that they have sold the man of wisdom away. But beloved, when you embrace wisdom, you can sail to the destination that God has ordained for you. And that wisdom is Christ. It is okay to be mocked. It is okay to be despised. It is okay to be ridiculed. It is okay even to be helpless sometimes, because Joseph has nobody to help but God. Joseph does not have anybody to stand for him, but the hand of God was upon the man of wisdom. That when it comes to divine election, Potiphar chose him among any other slave. He said, let that one come and serve in my house. Wisdom will be divinely chosen, not based on your color. It is not based on your stature. It is not based on your appearance. He brought the slave man home and he made him a captain over everything that he had and gave him administrative rights and administrative creation of the earth before it can become a manifestation in the natural. Not everybody wants it. Until Christ is in us, there is no hope of glory visible through us. And this wisdom is what everyone that comes to this commission, connected to this commission, must manifest, must gain. It is that wisdom that you and I must pursue. It is this wisdom of the Most High God that you and I must have taken hold of and running with. It answers to every question. It has solutions to every problem. If my problem is not the lack of the money, it is that I have wisdom. When I have wisdom, wisdom will give me everything that I need. It is said in that wisdom have honor and it has riches. It has the capability to enrich. Wisdom. It brings divine innovative ideas. Therefore, wisdom said, you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. It is my desperate call this morning. Beloved, he said, Jesus has become to us the wisdom of God and the power of God. So whenever you are saying you saw the word of the Lord in Jeremiah 29:13, purpose cannot be discovered without wisdom. Beloved, he said, I know the thought that I think towards you, they are thoughts of peace and not of evil. In Jeremiah 29:11, they are thoughts to give us an expected end and a future and a hope that is established in God. God knows that thought. And I need to understand the thoughts of God concerning my life. He knows what he thinks towards me. He said, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me. And I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me. The God of wisdom, when you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. The wisdom will bring us out of the problem, out of bondage, out of the place of being stuck. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. Wisdom brings about not just recovery, it brings about restoration. So who will not seek her? The very key to divine exploits, wisdom, the very key to divine attainment, the very key to divine satisfaction, to divine protection, to divine, beloved, illumination, the very key to being rebuilt, to being established, that is in the well of wisdom. If you don't have many friends now, that is also good. Wisdom speaks for his own children. In the same way that success will speak, success is not attainable without wisdom. The Lord wake me up to see that everything that is needed is wisdom. It's what we gain, and we never suffer a loss. in the midnight hour where Saul that he gives insight. That is why the Daniels can interpret the king's dream that they had never dreamt. They can understand it and they can give interpretation to it that leads to their promotion. Because they solve a problem that not the wise men of their days, the magicians of their time were able to solve. That is the well of wisdom. It brings pleasantness and it brings riches. It will make us to gain and we will not suffer a loss. Therefore, this morning, I want us to begin to trust God. As we cry out unto God this morning, however deep the well of wisdom is, I want to dig deep this morning. I want to dig deep. 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 I need wisdom of God. Is that who needs it? Anyone can have it. Beloved, it is not superficial. It is supernatural. It is not man-made. It is something God. So as a people, we are going to say to the Lord, Lord, we need this wisdom. It is not unteachable. It is reachable and teachable. Beloved, the people that want to operate in wisdom has to rid themselves of everything that makes us to be unqualified for wisdom. Therefore, you and I, we are going to go to the God of all wisdom this morning. We will not ruin ourselves. We want the wisdom of God. Heavenly Father, we ask today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the wisdom required to build, the wisdom required for divine enrichment, the wisdom required for divine innovation, the wisdom required for divine enlargement of our cause, the wisdom required, Lord, to be supernaturally and divinely taught of God. And by God, required wisdom for supernatural exploit, required wisdom for supernatural gain, required wisdom for supernatural divine enhancement, the supernatural wisdom required for us to be the Christ that walk on the face of our nation. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, let this wisdom find expression in my life. Find expression in our lives. Find expression in this commission. In love of God. Si ike kwazo siye. El labrilo on denge kwazo. Endo go kwazo on denge kwazo. On denge kwazo. On doge libru za ate. El labogo si ito. On denge kwazo siya. It said, and you shall seek me and find me where you shall search for me with all your heart. Who does not need wisdom? Whether you are leading one or you are leading two or you are leading a million, wisdom is the principal thing. Lekwazo on denge libruzozie enda kwashate. Ilaba akukuguzozia elebre negazo endenge kelibruzozia endenge kusto zi ilamangro si ate Endege gelibru zaate. Endege kwasa za andoloboza. Izozia. Andaga gelibru zaate. Engege libru zosia. Lord, show us the way of wisdom. Lead us in the pathway of wisdom. Lekwaza andaliku zaate. By the covenant of your wisdom, make our path straight before our face. In the mighty name of Jesus, lekwazo ondenge kwaza. The way of wisdom is the way of God. Lekuzo zi ila mengre di kasuato. Enge kwashata andole brisa ato. Bekwaza zaprondega siato. Inge kwashate. Bekuzo zoprondegaza. The way of wisdom is the way that is in God, the way of the Word of God, the way of life. Beloved, we want to say to the Lord, deliver me from pridefulness. God said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. He receives the proud, but give the grace of wisdom unto the humble. We are sent to the Lord, deliver us from every spirit of pridefulness, unteachable spirit, every spirit that makes us not to be receptive to the divine instruction of God, that makes it impossible for us to be tameable, to be corrected. Beloved, the word of God is profitable unto teaching, it's profitable unto doctrine. It's profitable to reproof and to rebuke, so that the man of God can be thoroughly equipped and lacking nothing. Let the word of God that manifests the wisdom of God, let it teach me. Let it correct me. Let it walk on me, Lord. In lopro nega kwaza zia. Endege kwazo. Ondo golobru zaate. Endege kulobre negazia. Endege kulobru zaate. Endege kwaza. Atolobo ndege ligru zozie. Endege gelibru zaate. Endege kwazo. Ondo golibru zaate. Ike kwaza zia. If we really want to see this wisdom, it means that the capacity that you and I have for the word of God has to increase. Because Paul was admonishing Timothy. He said unto Timothy, now, you have followed my teaching. And whenever you are seeing those things he's talking about, being taught the way of wisdom, he said, you have followed my teaching. You have followed my conduct. You have followed my purpose, faith, patience, love, and endurance. What he said that you have seen how I have gone through. You've known my doctrine. You know my manner of life. That is my conduct, the way I carry myself. You know my purpose. You know how I walk by faith. You have seen my long suffering. how he has patiently endured hardship like a good soldier. Beloved, love suffered long. Sometimes it looks as if the suffering was unending. It looks as if Jesus would not have a comeback. What a love that was demonstrated. He said, you know about the love and the endurance that you have seen me demonstrated. He was able to persevere. Beloved, he talks about all of this, reminding Timothy of the persecution that he went through. He reminded him of his affliction. He told him about the sufferings that came to him in Antioch, in Iconium, in Lystra. What persecution he endured. But beloved, he said, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. God came to the rescue of a Paul. He said, yea, and all that we live godly in Christ Jesus, they shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But he said, here is the secret. Continue thou in the things which you have learned and has been assured of. The things that you believe, what you are taught, what you have learned, what you believe. He said, you know those who taught you. They were not teaching you, never haven't gone through. It's easy to tell stories. Living a godly life in the way of God is costly, beloved. Others can be driving Rolls Royce and you are using your hand to hold your car for a moment. It is not for life. Others can have overly abundant things and you are just looking at God, how would I make it tomorrow? But you stay glued with the God of wisdom and you are walking in the ways of God, it's going to pay out. It will pay out. Handkerchief of Paul was not doing wonders. Just for doing wonder's sake, he had gone through. Wisdom says stick to your God. Wisdom says stay with your God. Wisdom says you cannot be unruffled. You cannot be moved by what you are going through. Wisdom says stop moaning and complaining and stop groaning. It says stick to the wall. He told him the secret that kept him going. And that is why a Paul can say, I know that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Beloved, purposeful-minded people are people that operate in wisdom. Instead of from the child, you have known the Holy Scripture which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. The key to wisdom is the word of God. And when that word is at work, it is profitable to teach us. When that word of God is embraced, it will correct us. It will reprove us. When the word of wisdom is embraced, it will train. way that we should go. Beloved, the world is building a wisdom that makes us to lack nothing in our future. Beloved, because it's training us in righteousness. Righteousness is not man-made. It is the gift of God to us. It's training us in the right way of living so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. Every good work. Adequately equipped. Thoroughly furnished. Beloved, the way of wisdom is the way of the cross. It might not be palatable for the moment, but the moment is just a moment. That is why they call it a moment. It is not a lifetime. But the word must be able to teach us, to instruct us, reprove us. Can you join with me as we pray for Prevalence Church Network? Lord, let every soul that you will bring to this commission, let this be a church where there is hunger and thirst for the word of God. Let it be a place where men and women that showed up are desirous and are hungry after the word of God that maketh wise in Lekwazazia. The sacred writings of God, they are what gives unto us wisdom. Beloved, he said, by wisdom God created heaven and beloved and the earth by the wisdom of God. And John 1, beloved, 1-5 said that in the beginning was the Word. It was the Word that releases the wisdom of God in creation. So we must be people that love the Word, that embrace the Word, that the word of God will grow in, and that will cause us to conquer. So we are saying to the Lord, Lord, as you draw men unto this commission, draw men that are receptive to your word. Make them teachable. Make them embrace the word of truth. Lord, deliver everyone that you will bring unto this church from the spirit of rebellion against the truth of God's word. Le quasa atuata libros ote il legusto ze entrunonosia il lacacusto zia il grocuso zua il dege libros ozie ezozo pritegozo il logrosi ike quashete il lobolengris ate en dege quasa zia. As a leader in this commission, I need the wisdom of God. I need wisdom before anything else that I needed. Everything that I need can be delivered to me. They are possible when God can find expression in wisdom by his word in my life and through my life. Therefore, Lord, let there be a manifest presence, a manifestation of your wisdom in my life. In lequaza on the gelibrus ate, and the gequaza and the golikruzazia, on the gekustosia, ella bakukusosia, illa gekustosia, and the gequazosia. Ella kundalabasi ike kwarabalabasia. Inge koshate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I remember about 2 weeks to the inauguration service, a man of God called me and asked me, do you have any members yet? I said, I have Jesus. I never expect that I will be asked that question. I said, I have Jesus, because Jesus has members, is the one who brings the people. I have Jesus. And I remember the Thursday before the inauguration. I never for once feel fear. I was afraid for not being afraid. I was telling Pastor Remy, and Pastor Remy said that is the rest of God. Even when everything was going ballistic, from the moment we talk about inauguration, from the moment we talk about prevalence church network moving forward, that is when every hell broke loose. Those who we go, we go. Those who will say all sorts of things were saying all sorts of things. But what kept us going was the word of the living God, because it is a line that must be crossed. It is a step that must be taken. And the wisdom of God said, it is now. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. And look at God. We were not two, we were not three. God sounded his own alarm himself. All that I desire in my life is wisdom. And you can never add enough of wisdom. The word of the Lord talks about Samuel. Samuel, he was growing in the presence of the Holy God. 1 Samuel, let us go to that scripture. The word of the Lord said the child Samuel as the Lord was gracious to Anna. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, and Eli blessed her, and he left his 3-year-old in the house of the Lord. The Lord visited Anna, and she conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters, but the Samuel grew before the Lord. He was growing. And God will come to a Samuel by the word of the Lord. In Shiloh, beloved, the word maketh wise. God was manifesting himself unto him continually by the word of the Lord. So God's word is the key to wisdom. The divine revelation of God's word is the release of God's manifold wisdom. Samuel was ministering to the Lord. Even in the presence of the Eli who was meant to be the leader of the church. And God will come to him by the word of the Lord. God will come unto Samuel as he continues to grow in the presence of the Lord. You cannot grow in the presence of the Lord without growing in the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord was creating growth in him. Beloved, verse 26, it said, and the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor with both the Lord and with man. Beloved, because God's word teaching him, was molding him, the word was correcting him. God's word was being released unto him. Beloved, even when he was so young, and beloved, chapter 3, when the Lord spoke to him about the house of Eli, and he told Eli, Eli was indifferent about the word of God. He cared less. There are people that are set in their own ways, completely careless about the word of God. The word cannot reach them anymore. They will not be prevailers. Everyone that comes into this commission will tremble at the word of the Lord. Samuel told Eli everything. I need nothing from Eli. And Eli said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him. One that used to tremble at the word of the Lord became indifferent. Indifferent. They cared less. They thought that they were doing God a favor by still serving, even in the temple. They said, he is God. Let him do what he wills. But look at the man that trembled at the word of God. Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. So wisdom comes by the divine revelation of God's word. And we are saying in every meeting, in every gathering, in this commission, Lord, let there be an unraveling of your divine word of God. Let your word of wisdom, Lord, locate us. Let the heavens over this commission be continually open. Lord, let our word come. Let the word of wisdom locate us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord reminded me of even the position of godly wisdom, even as our parents speaks to us. It shows me example upon example. When you look at cousins, you look at family members that have turned wrong. When you look at the beginning, they resist instruction from their parents. They despise the word of instruction from those who God has spoken to for them. I remember, without mentioning name, after 7 years of speaking to a man of God, and they fought me, they resisted the word. They even told me, am I the only one that God will talk, that God speaks to? I suffered, rejected, abused, dumped. But beloved, it was just for a season. The season, instead of being reduced, God moved me forward by his mercy. Only 7 years later, they called me and they were telling me, we want to come to your house and apologize for everything that we have done to you. I said, I'm traveling tomorrow, so, and I'm doing a lot of running now. And what are they saying? They said, every word of the Lord that you said we should not do that we have done, we are regretting it. We have made a mistake. So when the word of the Lord could come to a Samuel, a tiny little weenie 3 years old, and the one who was the elder in the church, in the temple, who has stayed in that place all his life, and his children there, despise the refuse to receive the word of rebuke, the word of reproof, the word that would teach him. He despised the wisdom of God. Not only did his two sons die, the baby that would have been the only survivor. Sorry, the wife of that family of the kids died. The glory departed because of resistance and refusal to embrace God's word. So there is glory in embracing God's word. There is wisdom in embracing God's word. And we are going to trust God, not for now, but for the future. Lord, make this commission a center place where your word is received, where your word is celebrated, where your word is honored. Not a place where people are hearing God's word and what they want to do is to sleep. Some people only wake up when they hear prayer. But when they are hearing God's word, that is when they believe it is time to sleep. But that will not be in this commission. We have said to the Lord, we speak unto the now and unto the future of Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members. Lord, we receive the divine grace to embrace your word, to do your deeds. Lekwaza zapronde gekilabrosiato ikekwasha teli brusosia ikekwazo zo ondelevosi. He said, "Is the Lord? Let him do what he wills. He despised the word. He scorned the word. Beloved, he rejected the word. He would look at the man and size him up. He has forgotten about the God of the Samuel. Therefore, Lord, we have decreed and declare God's word will not be rebuked. God's word will not be rejected. God's word will not be denied in this commission. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, for every prevailer, leaders or members, we receive the teachability of the word of the living God. In Labra Nekazwaze, Zepronde Kekukuzosia, in Kekushtozia, Labrino Gosiato, in Labra Goshete, in Labra Negakwazosia. Beloved, when the word of the Lord was scarce in the time of Eli, God was still locating the one that whose heart is open to receive the word of the living God. Yet a little boy who got to the temple at the age of 3. God, can you imagine when the old ages, people who have been in Christendom for 25, 50 years, no longer hear God? God was locating somebody who just newly get born again and was speaking God's word to him. Beloved, that is the way you can relate a Samuel experience to an Eli experience, because their heart has become cold. Their heart has rejected God's word. And God has to use a little child. And find God will never leave himself without a witness. He located a Samuel and begin to speak to him. I want us to pray for Prevailers Church Network and our members. Father, locate us continually by the word of the Lord. Lekwaza atuata lebrina nongo siato. Inge kushto si ila mangronika kwaza siya. Ilo brondege kwazo. Ilo brondege kwaza siya. Ela kukushto siya. Ilo bako siato. Ilo bosa ate. He despised the word. God said to Samuel, he said, "Behold, I will do something in Israel, as with both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle, in that they will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from the beginning to the end. For I have told him, I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows. because the sons made themselves vile, polluted. And it did not restrain them. It refused to discipline his own children. They were disobeying God. They were doing things that are contrary to God. But beloved, the headman of the house, his beloved, could not even discipline his own children. Why would he discipline them when he was even himself as churn, as despised God's word? God said, I am not happy with a man that cannot train his own children. I can't love you so much not to be able to speak the truth. At least if it took an effort, if it made an effort towards them, if they don't obey, we will know that they don't obey. But he did it. He said, what I will do, in this I will shake everyone up and get their attention. The time has come for me to bring down on Eli's family, Eli's family, everything I want him of. Every last word of it, I am letting him know that the time is up. I'm bringing judgment on his family for good. He knew what was going on, that his sons were desecrating God's name and God's place, and he did nothing to stop them. This is my sentence of the family of Eli. The evil of Eli's family can never be wiped out by sacrifice and offering, because he has had many times to deal with the situation. He says, Samuel stayed in bed until the morning and rose early and went about his duties, opening the doors of the sanctuary. But he dreaded having to tell the vision to Eli. Beloved, he dreaded having to tell Eli the visions that he saw. He summoned Samuel. He said, my son. Samuel came running. Yes, what can I do for you? What did he say? Tell it to me, all of it. Don't suppress or soften one word. As God is your judge, I want it all, word for word, as he said it to you. The person who is eager to hear what the Lord says, you will expect that individual to take responsibility for the word. Beloved, Samuel told him word for word. He had nothing back. But look, Eli said, he's God. Let him do whatever he thinks best. It was too big to be sorry. It was too big to acknowledge his wrong. Beloved, but God can never lie. That it doesn't matter how long it takes before the manifestation is seen. When God speaks, God will never lie by his word. He was in charge of that man, of the young Samuel, and thought that I am not ready to take that word. It's God, he can do whatever he likes. And beloved, the life of his own children, Hophni and Phinehas, in one day was both destroyed. Because he disobeyed God. Beloved, people were dying in his family at a tender age. Life was being cut short, which was not the original plan of God. God said, I will replace him. He walked away from the place where God has placed him. He introduced poverty into his own family just by scorning the word of God. He said, then I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left in the house will come and bow down to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread and say, please put me in one of the priestly positions, that I may eat a piece of bread. God has said all of those things to him. God has said all of those things to him. God sent a man of God. He refused to correct the situation. God sent a little young man in Samuel. He refused to correct the situation. The word of the Lord said that out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, a matter shall be established. I want us to trust God. Lord, open our hearing. Help us to hear the word of God that is profitable to correction, to reproval, that is profitable to equipping us in this commission, that we will be receptive to the word of God. We will be a doer of the word of God and not just hearers only. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in la grossi ike quashete, ezozo prendege quazazia, in la pronega quazazia. The word came to correct and to tame his children in their behavior, in their attitude, in their character, in the way they were to live life. They would have avoided the danger of the future, the death of the future. If the word was reaching them, the word would have guided them out of trouble. The word would have given unto them the information of wisdom that would make them to remain even as priests in the house of God. We are sent to the Lord. Lord, every rebellion to the word of God that can displace man, Lord, forgive us. Let the prevailance be trained. Let the word of the Lord reach us. Let the word of the Lord guide us. Let the word of the Lord tame us. Let the word of the Lord reconfigure us. Let the word of the Lord help us to do what we ought to do according to your word. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, lekwazo ondege kwazazia, in lobogoshate, in lobrondege kwazazia. Those young men, they were abusing even their position, abusing even what God has called them to do. They were taking advantage of those who come to the temple. I want us to say, Lord, by the unraveling of the mystery of your wisdom, Lord, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, in this commission, manifest such a wisdom of your word in the life of any prevailers and every prevailer, that we will appreciate and honor your word. We will not abuse the people or abuse our God-given privileges to serve God in Prevailers Church Network. But Lord, that we will tremble in your word. We will tremble at your word. We will walk in obedience to your word, that wisdom can find expression in our lives. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In la grossi ike quasosia, in la brondege custosie, in le brendege quaso, in la brondege quasosia, and doga quaso la brondegaza, in la brondege quasosia, in la bogosiato. They were dishonest men. They were seeking for themselves and not seeking after God, the sons of Eli. And look at how they ended. We are going to say to the Lord, we don't want to be just charismatic and lack the godly character. Lord, we are asking, Lord, manifest the wisdom of your word in us that will make the prevailers to walk even and manifest the godly character, the nature of Christ, the proof of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom that dwelleth in us, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, It was fear to the Lord the wisdom that comes with insight, the wisdom that comes with foresight, the wisdom that guided, the wisdom that will cause all the prevailers to do what is right, to do what is good, the wisdom of God that will cause honest men, men of integrity, loyal men and women to emerge from this commission, that will raise the agents of change, even that are sent forth across the nations of the earth in every platform of oppression that God has given us. Lord, let such men of wisdom begin to emerge from this commission in our children. Your child is not too young, beloved, to operate in wisdom. If Samuel was 3 and he can operate in wisdom, and God can speak to him, and he can have insight, that God can make him a messenger, send him a message, even to the noble, to those who are a senior. In every way, God can reach out to your son and to your daughter. They can be supernaturally intelligent. They can become a model of the believer that God wants to show his among their equal. Therefore, you are sent to the Lord. Remember every son and every daughter, even in the prevailers' churches, from the tiny, weeny, little baby, even to the old, lekwazo, ondegekwaza, ilokofosiato, endegelibruzaate. The wisdom of God put a demand on man to follow God. Because you can't follow the word of God without following God. To follow God so that we can be built right. When we know that the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than that of men. So he said, for consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, and not many mighty, not many noble, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. So God, in his mercy, must raise us to be his followers, the followers of his word, those who are doers of the word of God, those who will do the word, not those who will just hear by the hearing only. It said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. The hearing, beloved, must move us to do the deeds of God. So we are asking, Lord, turn me to a doer of your word, not just a hearer only, that deceives myself. Make me to be a doer of your word. Your sons and your daughters are looking at you. Whether what you say God is, that is what you practice at home, you are sent to the Lord. Help me to be a doer of your word. Help me to be a doer of your word. Help me to be a doer of your word. Help me to be a doer of your word. In locus asia tolobon trina non grossi ito and grecustosia. When God spoke to Samuel, he was not afraid of an healer. He told him everything without holding back. He was not afraid of man. I cannot fear God and be afraid of man. Lord, raise the sons and the daughters of God in this Zion that will not be afraid of man, but that will do whatever we do in the fear of the Lord. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. Le quaso ze indronica custosia il labron dege quaso ezo zo prendege quasite il labron dege quasasia il labron dege quasosie el labrino gozo il labron dege custosie el labron dogo gosiato el labe quasite. In domblege quaso, in lobrondege quasite, in labros ike quasasia, in lobocosete, in locundogosi in doningla guzasia, bequaso, ondege of Jesus. Beloved, wisdom has knowledge and discretion. He said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty invention. The ability to be creative is embedded in wisdom. I had an opportunity to sit with somebody on the way to a city, Blackpool, before Manchester. And beloved, what he has in his hand was just a little money, which is not even up to £10,000. And beloved, I saw his writing, what he was going to do with that 10,000. Even just reading what he wrote before my own eyes, that 10,000 has turned, beloved, not even to 100,000, to a lot of money. He was so sure. Wisdom speaks with precision. Wisdom speaks with discretion. Wisdom speaks with accuracy. Wisdom has a clear vision, beloved, that his seed is going to bring an harvest. So you are going to say to the Lord, as we round up this morning, you are saying to the Lord, manifest your wisdom in me with divine accuracy, with divine vision, with divine envisionment, with divine precision, with divine insight and knowing that will turn the seed of God's word into a mighty harvest of souls in this commission. In the name of Jesus, as the seed of God's word is sown, Lord, that souls will be born to the kingdom of God that exceed my imagination and my expectation. The wisdom seed of God that is sown into the heart of man that bring forth even harvest of souls. The wisdom seed of God that is sown into business and into career that brings harvest, that brings harvest of returns on investment, surpassing the seed sown in the mighty name of Jesus, that is bigger than the imagination and the expectation of the prevailers. Lord, let this wisdom of God find expression in our lives. And if you are married this morning, you want to say to the Lord, it is written that a wise woman will build her own house, but a foolish one will tear it down. Beloved, building your relationship with your wife or with the husband or with the children, it takes wisdom. You are saying to the Lord, help me to build this house, to build my family based on your supernatural wisdom that comes from you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, legrosi ike kwashite, lengrotuso zoprondege liprunagazo, ike kwashite, antrunonoza, apentronogoza, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we have asked for wisdom, and you are the beginning and the end of all things. You are the embodiment of all wisdom, Lord Jesus, and you are the power of the Most High God. If any man is in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Therefore, we embrace the new life in Christ Jesus. We embrace the wisdom of God that promotes, the wisdom of God that makes it fruitful, the wisdom of God that brings into establishment, the wisdom of God that brings into honor, the wisdom of God that decorate our head with the crown of glory, The wisdom of God that gives long life. The wisdom of God that leads and directs us. The wisdom of God that removes every blockage in the pathway of our life. The wisdom of God that will keep us from falling and from failing. The wisdom of God that is creative and innovative. The wisdom of God, Lord, that is gained by the word of God. The wisdom of God that manifests a character of purity, that is peaceable, that is gentle, that is reasonable, that is full of mercy. The wisdom of God that delivers and produces good fruits. The wisdom of God that does not doubt. The wisdom of God that is not hypocritical. Lord, we receive this wisdom by the word of the Lord. Therefore, we receive the grace this morning, Lord, to be receptive to the word of wisdom. We receive the divine grace of God to embrace the word of wisdom. Lord, we receive the divine grace of God, Lord, to walk in wisdom that does not put to shame. Lord, we receive the divine grace of God to follow after the way of wisdom. Lord, to embrace wisdom in everything that we do. We receive the grace of God, Lord, that they solve every problem and answer every question by wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive divine wisdom that comes with insight and foresight, that gives illumination, precision, that gives insight into everything that we ought to do. Lord, that, oh God, by your covenant of wisdom, Lord, that you will cause this church to become a solution center. Lord, where the word of the Lord will grow mightily and prevail in every situation. Lord, that the little among us will become like a thousand, and a small one among us will be a mighty nation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we remove every limitation in the pathway of the manifestation of wisdom in our lives. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, let the spirit of wisdom begin to gain root and take root in our heart. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we embrace the word of God that is the word of wisdom, that is profitable even for reproval, for correction, profitable even unto godliness. In the name of Jesus, that is profitable to equip us so that we lack nothing. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, that our manner of life, our conduct, and all our behaviors will manifest the wisdom of God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, our life shall not be cut short. I command a deliverance from self-destruction as a result of lack of wisdom, as a result of unteachability. Therefore, I command a rooting out of every unteachable spirit, every spirit that is not receptive to the word of the living God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, guide us by your wisdom. Lead us in the pathway of wisdom. Help us to receive the instruction of wisdom. Let there be an emergence, even from this place, O God, of men that fear God, men that press in into your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, deliver us from the wisdom of the world. And Lord, let every prevailer, oh God, let a character display that which is peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy, bearing good fruit in every area of our lives and in our ministry, in the name of Jesus, that our life will produce much fruit and that our fruit will abide. Thank you for increasing our capacity to operate in wisdom now and for every day of our lives, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We worship you, our God. We give you praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto you, the King, immortal, the King invisible, the only wise God, the author of all wisdom, the one that performs his word, and our God that executes the word that he has given to me, his servant, my God and my King, who performs to perfection every word that has gone forth out of your mouth. For the grass withers and the flowers fails, but your word abideth forever. Therefore, thank you for the impartation of wisdom this day in the name of Jesus. Therefore, that which we have received is ours for life in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, I will admonish each and every one of us. It's not a one-off prayer, as the Lord has helped us to see the key of wisdom as a necessary tool that is needed for much fruitfulness and, beloved, to gain, to be promoted, to be established, to be innovative and creative. And as we pursue the word of God, I decree and declare that the wisdom of God will begin to find expression in our lives in Jesus' name. God bless you. See you by the grace of God at midnight in Jesus' name.